So the world has already seen 1 degree of warming since pre-industrial times. Scientists say to avoid catastrophe, warming must be kept under 2 degrees, preferably less. If the world is to have any chance of meeting that goal, IPCC scientists say there is a monumental job to do. A look at different sectors of the economy, the global economy and Australia's, shows that energy is making good progress beyond coal. But international transport and heavy industry have had very little success at decarbonising. Professor Peter Newman is Professor of Sustainability at WA's Curtin University and one of the lead authors on the IPCC report. He has also scoffed at renewed Australian government claims that coal has a future as an energy source here. We spoke earlier first about the successes.
Globally, there is an extraordinary disruption occurring to the electricity system because of solar and wind and batteries, which are growing so fast, it's very hard for anyone to keep up with it. So we're now in a position where you can see very quickly that coal will phase out from power because it's just not appropriate or cost effective. We do have very simple, quick ways of solving that problem, and they're being mainstreamed all over the world. They now need to be fitted into grids in clever ways, and that's the new agenda. And that's happening, for example, in Perth, where doing community batteries that will enable people with PVs on their rooftop to share into a system that enables a local resilient kind of system to emerge. The other good news is the EVs, electric vehicles, are taking off. So in the transport urban kind of area, there's quite a few zero carbon developments occurring.
And where are the failings? If that's the good news, where's the bad news?
The big problems are in the industrial area and the international kind of transport, the freight, the aviation, shipping. They're not doing anything really of any significance. And in industry, big industries that use fossil fuels for heat and carbon sources, they're lagging. Steel and cement, the carbon sequestration from LNG, these are just not working. They were committed to, they thought they would do something every now and then. They'd come out with a little kind of demonstration, but nothing serious. And the other problem globally is in the land area where there's a lot of cutting of forests still occurring. So there's more deforestation than reforestation occurring globally. But in Australia, it's the opposite to that. We are sucking carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it back into trees.
Where we are seeing successes, like in energy, like in reforestation, is that because we're following government policy, or are the successes driven by other means? In other words, is it top down or bottom up where we're getting the most success?
In some parts of the world, you can say it's a top down process, but mostly solar and wind and batteries and land stuff are happening without too much government intervention, certainly not much in Australia. In many ways, we've had a bit of a vacuum in that area, but it hasn't stopped the progress because it's got such a strong business case to it. The solar wind batteries dance that's happening is being driven now by industry, small industries and households, people who want to do the right thing and are actually finding they save massive amounts of money. So that's the big driver now.
But it's going to take government, isn't it, to push for change in industry, for example, or in that sort of global transport sector?
Yes, we're finding that government, of course, is necessary. But the big thing of aviation, shipping and international freight in general, that's just slipped through because nobody quite knows who owns it. No one's taking responsibility for it. The odd airline or something is doing a bit here and there. But it is so much in need of a government framework that I think that will be a big agenda item in the next few years.
The IPCC report is essentially saying it's life and death time. Sure, there are achievements, but as well as the lagging sectors, there are lagging governments and actively hostile governments. The United States, for example, particularly hostile. Some say it's too late. Is it too late?
The modelling is showing we really do have to get to a much more significant reduction in our greenhouse gases, or else there will be impacts that are going to disturb the economy, they're going to disturb communities, and certainly civilization is under threat unless we get going seriously.
And just finally, the Australian government, the Deputy Prime Minister today referred to this IPCC report as some sort of report, as he argued again that coal will last Australia many, many decades indeed. How would you describe that reaction?
Oh, look, it's playing politics. It's not making any sense in terms of greenhouse gases, but it's also not making any sense in terms of the economy. That is clearly not going to happen. And if we don't face up to the fact that coal is phasing out, then we're just going to be blind and we are going to suffer economically because investments will be made that will be stranded. It is not a sensible approach. Nowhere in the world is coal going to happen in any kind of way like it has in the past. We now have a new set of technologies, a new approach to making energy and making economies work based around renewables, and it's working. We need to get into it seriously.
Peter Newman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Professor Peter Newman from WA's Curtin University and one of the authors of the UN report.